You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
The time is 7 minutes to nine. What's up with WhatsApp and indeed other communications platforms? The Health Service Journal has published leaked communications from within the BMA Junior Doctors Committee. Those messages apparently sent on WhatsApp and then published some time later. Let's talk to Madhumita Mergia, who is head of technology at The Telegraph, joins us from our Brighton studio, and Fevzi Turklap, who is editor of the website gadgetdetective.com. Morning to you both.
Morning.
Morning.
Can we start with what WhatsApp is and other similar platforms? What do they claim, Madhumita Mergia, about what you can do with them and how private your conversations on them are?
So WhatsApp is a messaging app. It is currently owned by Facebook. And so most people who use it to chat back and forth. You can also make voice calls through it. And recently they announced that they've end-to-end encrypted all of the conversations. And what that means is third parties can't eavesdrop on a conversation between me and you happening on that app. If they were to take control of, the internet network over which we were communicating, or even if they were to take control of the telecoms company powering the line between us, so no one would be able to get in there and read what we were saying.
But so, I suppose the point, Fevzi, is that although they couldn't do that, the old-fashioned thing of just the equivalent of looking over your shoulder, so the stuff is kept, is it, on at each end, as it were. If there is end-to-end encryption at each end, that's where you're vulnerable. Is that right?
Yes, there are other vulnerabilities. For example, it's quite possible to infect a particular phone with the virus such that before it is sent, that a message is sent out and therefore encrypted at your end, it could be sent to a third party. There are other things to consider that although WhatsApp's end-to-end encryption is a good thing, there are many other ways in which you could get to that data that don't relate to that encryption.
Like what?
Well, for example, although this change took place in April, and by the way, these messages go back some 6 months, so a large number of them will predate the change. If you haven't upgraded your app to the latest version of the app, or the person you're sending to has not, then again, the end-to-end encryption doesn't work. If you have a cloud-based backup set up, then the copy of those messages may be stored in a way that's not encrypted in the same way. So there are various things, and there are also one or two settings that still need to be tweaked to get the best out of it. So it's not quite the out-of-the-box end-to-end panacea that's
Maddie,
been touted.
Maddie, how do you think the WhatsApp stuff was got hold of in this case?
Well, so this is the thing. You can have, technological encryption, but ultimately it's human behaviour that, this is human-to-human contact. And so in this case, it seems like it was just a pure and simple old-fashioned leak. Where they received a whole bunch of these messages from somebody on the inside. And so we can't really account for those types of leaks. And often in a lot of cases with computer security issues, it is insider threats that are the problem, disgruntled ex-employees or people who don't realize what they're doing or who do something in exchange for money. So these holes will always remain as long as we have these contacts are between people.
That's the point, isn't it, Fevzi? It's exactly that, that the contacts between people are not sort of completely safe in terms of being, however much you encrypt the actual contact. That's the point.
Yeah. Whatever steps you take, no form of electronic communication can ever be 100% secure, and people using these forms of communication should be bearing that in mind before posting sensitive messages to each other. That don't send something that you wouldn't want on the front page of a newspaper, because that's where it may, and in this case, has ended up.
Of course, there is a political side to this, Madhu Mergia, in that we have an ongoing discussion about the extent to which governments should be able to get hold of communications on platforms like WhatsApp, others as well, and does this have a bearing on that?
I think that's a really important point, especially with the Investigatory Powers Bill currently being debated. So recently a study came out showing that even if you can't listen in to somebody's conversation, so you can't hear the content of them, you can easily get the metadata. And what that means is you can find out who they're calling, how often they're calling them, and for how long they speak to them. And just that type of information can tell you very, very private things about people. Like, they found out that someone was pregnant, somebody had multiple sclerosis, somebody was in end stages of cancer. So and according to the law currently, many government agencies and departments can access metadata without a warrant, which I think is extremely dangerous, because just because you're not listening to the content doesn't mean that it's actually still private.
Pevs, do you agree?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The draft Investigatory Powers Bill, although it does codify some aspects of what security services and police can do, at the same time it does extend their powers to act in certain cases, as has been said, without warrant. And also it gives the police and intelligence services the right to carry out hacking into individuals' computers, and most importantly, a new thing is bulk equipment interference, so to be able to spy on people en masse.
Okay, Madhu Mehta Mirza and Fevzi Turkalp as well. Thanks both.
Our editors today, Louisa Lewis and Laura Cooper. From us all, good morning.